Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Little Train Robbery. Though the winning of the West was a deadly serious task to the pioneers who undertook it, it was interspersed with many amusing incidents. One of them occurred in the early 1870s as a result of the efforts of Pancho, the rotund companion of the famed Cisco Kid. As our story opens, a small logging engine, hauling a tender and a caboose, chugs along toward the logging camp.
There's the water tower up ahead, Maureen. We'll stop this cantankerous confounded tin can tub and give it a drink.
Sure not, Amanda. This engine is in dire need of water.
Oh, where's the blasted brake? Right here, here. Whoa, there. Whoa, you smoke-belching son of Satan. Oh, driving this rig's no different than handling a six-horse hitch. Just gotta let them know who's the boss.
That's what I like about this new America. Faith, back in Ireland, would be a scandal for two females to be cavorting with a steam engine by themselves.
Come down off the cab and lend a hand, Maureen.
Well, a hop, a skip, and I'm with you.
Well, now, as soon as I set the water pipe into the boiler, you can turn the spigot. There. Now the water will go into the engine boiler. Give that spigot a whirl, Maureen.
There, that does it.
Hello there.
Tis that spalpeen Kevin Muldoon. Sure, and tis only bad news could be coming with him.
Up at the moment to you, Maureen, my darling. And a fine morning it is to you too, Amanda.
Yes. Saucy you are, Kevin Muldoon. I'm not your darling, and I'll not stand to have you talk to me that way.
Tis no harm in it, Maureen. What other way would you have an Irish lass address an Irish lad?
With a respectful tongue in your head, you rogue.
Aye, Maureen's right. An hombre oughtn't court a gal unless she wants him to. You're supposed to be up with them other loggers, Kevin. But since you're here, you help Maureen water that engine. Yeah, I gotta get up to the cook shack and get the list of provisions to be brought back from town.
I'll tend to your bidding, Amanda. Tis the engine I'll be looking after. And I'll be looking after you too, me pretty one.
You keep your tongue from wagging in your head.
Soon as I set this two-edged axe into the tree, I'll set you about what I've got to say.
Save your wind. I've spoke it before, and I'll speak it again. I'll make no marriage with the likes of you.
Then you'll make no marriage with the likes of anybody. And bad cess to the viper who tries to take you from me. I'll beat him to death with me two fists.
And that's a fair reason for wanting none of you. You're a creature of great violence when provoked.
There now, your prattling has caused the boiler to overflow. Working as fireman on this train, tossing wood into an engine, is not fit work for any, Colleen.
Tis more fit for you to keep your nose in your own kettle.
'Twas me old father who told me when I left the old sod that the best answer to a willful lass is a kiss.
No!
There now.
You try that again and it'll be more than the back of my hand you'll be feeling.
Come here, you blue-eyed little spitfire. No.
Still got time to turn back, Cisco. Pancho, I want to go visit Senora Amanda's logging camp.
She does not mean the thing she says to you, Pancho. I think she's only teasing you.
Pancho, I think so.
You may get the chance to drive the little steam engine at Senora Amanda's camp.
She not let Pancho drive it. Oh, look, 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 look. There's the engine up ahead, Cisco.
Do you still want to turn back?
Not heard if we go see the little steam engine for a little while.
Is that all it takes to make you change your mind, Pancho?
Well, not really, maybe.
Santos, up there, yeah.
What's the matter? Go, 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 go.
That hombre and senorita over next to the steam engine.
Madre mía, they're having the fight. That big coyote, he's loved the senorita.
Skulking pack rat. Yeah, diablo, yeah.
Go, 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 go.
You, maverick. Get your hands off the senorita.
Go, 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 go.
Away all the sneaks in Ireland.
Up on your feet, Curly.
I'm up. You're settling, pounding, cold nurse.
Not for long. You wall-eyed redhead.
Bueno. You're knocking back into the tree. Cisco, look out. He grabbed a two-edged axe.
I'll lay your skull wide open.
Let that bullet serve as a warning. The next one will not be in the ground at your feet. Now put down that axe and I will finish what I began to do.
Hey, what's all the commotion? Hey, what's going on here? Cisco.
Buenos dias, Senora Amanda. I am sorry to arrive in your camp this way, but when I saw this hombre slap the senorita...
I can handle this big oaf Muldoon myself.
Not seem to punch you like you do so good.
So, it's a Cisco kid who's your champion, Marine.
Oh, I told you that the next time you made trouble in this camp, it'd be the last time. Now, you're fired, Calvin Muldoon. Get your pay and get off my property.
It's a favor you're doing me, Amanda McCarthy. I don't fancy being bossed by a petticoat at all. As for you, Marine McCarthy, I meant what I told you.
You heard what the senora said. On your way.
And you hear what Cisco say. Andale pronto.
Now hear me. Listen to what I've got to say. No man lifts a hand against the Muldoon but what he pays for it.
Your threats do not impress me, hombre.
It's more than a threat, Cisco kid. Tis a hex I'm placing on you. When I spit through the double cross of me fingers, and call down the curse of the banshees on your head.
Kevin Muldoon, you're an evil man. Call back your curse, lest it fall on your own head.
Never mind, senorita. I do not believe in superstitions.
We'll be meeting again, Cisco. And when we do, it'll be more than an Irish curse you'll be getting, you flannel-mouthed sun-grinner.
You have troubles with that big coyote, Cisco.
I do not think so, Pancho. I think he is all talk.
Well, talk or not, he can't bother nobody if he ain't around here. And I aim to make sure that he gets off my property.
Have a care. Kevin Muldoon is not one to forgive or forget. He means to have his revenge. And I, for one, think he'll stop at naught to soothe his vicious Irish temper.
Hey, Kevin! Kevin Muldoon! Wait up!
What is it you want, Willie?
Hey, you know, it's all over camp that you're leaving, Kevin. That Amanda fired you.
What's it to you, Willie Johnson?
You got me wrong, Kevin. I'm your friend. As soon as I heard you was going, I packed my gear and collected my time.
Oh, is it that you're sick of being bossed by a petticoat also?
Partly.
What's the other part?
Well, I'm sick of being a swamper in a lumber camp. I want to be a logger. You said you'd teach me, Kevin. You will, won't you?
Oh, you know me, little bucko. Tis a timber wolf I'll be making of you. But first, I've a debt to settle with that horse-riding land crab, the Cisco kid.
Well, it's all over camp about the fight you had with him, Kevin.
Fight, you call it? A fraud, I calls it. The craven coward takes his gun to me.
Yeah, if he hadn't, you'd have beat him to a pulp with your fist, wouldn't you, Kevin?
Sure as me name is Kevin Muldoon, I would have. I'll lay this double-edged axe alongside his ear yet.
You're the one that can do it, Kevin. You got my help, you know, if you want it, too. Anytime you want it.
And by the black cats of Kilkenny, Marine McCarthy will never be truth to none other than me. I'll see her dead first.
She shouldn't ought to turn you down, Kevin.
When I've had my revenge, they'll have to turn down the sod to bury her. Hey, wait up a bit.
What is it, Kevin?
Over yonder. The huge pile of timber up on the hill there.
Where? Oh, you mean them fresh-cut trees up above the engine?
Hey.
What are you up to, Kevin?
first, to be with caution, so we'll not be spied. Keep a sharp eye out.
Hey, don't climb so fast, Kevin. I can hardly keep up with you.
This way. We'll use this path through the brush. Here now. This is near enough.
Near enough for what?
Clear the fog from your brain, man. What would happen if a lumber stiff like me was to knock the retaining pegs from that stack pile of big trees?
Come tumbling down off the side of the mountain like an avalanche.
Right. And if that iron mule train was directly in the path of the avalanche?
It'd be smashed.
Right. Smashed to smithereens. No. Just supposing Amanda, Maureen, the Cisco Kid, and his fat sidekick were aboard the steam engine.
They'd be smashed to smithereens, too. But how can you be sure they'd be aboard?
I'm already sure. I heard Pancho tell Amanda he and Cisco would ride in on the train to help protect the payroll she's gone after.
And all we gotta do is wait till they start up the train, and so as it'll be directly in front of the path of these logs, Kevin.
It'll be worth the wait, Willie. The engine will be pulling so slowly that even with the four-leaf luck of an Irish leprechaun, they won't escape death.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again, Pancho. You can't drive the engine.
And Pancho able to drive that engine as good as anybody, Senor Amanda. And Pancho prove it to you.
Only reason I'm letting you come along on the trip to town's because of Cisco. After Muldoon's threats, I want him to help guard that payroll money. And
Pancho be with you to guard it too, you know. So it's not much as Pancho asked. No, you let Pancho drive the train.
Lord of help, you'd be in a case of trouble. You're always getting in Cisco's way when trouble does start.
Pancho helps Cisco. Pancho plenty brave.
Brave.
Brave?
Brave as a prairie dog when he sees a chipmunk. They both turn and run. There's Cisco and Maureen aboard the engine already. Now, come on. Let's get going.
Pancho get a chance and Pancho show you, Senora Amanda McCarthy.
Drove the snakes from Erin, you two argue enough to be man and wife.
If Pancho and the Senora were married, perhaps they would not argue as much, Senorita Maria.
Oh, me marry a loafer like this fat blabbermouth?
Pancho sooner be dead than to make matters with such a bushy, sharp tongue, Senora.
Why not forget the argument for now? Let us get started.
Well, all right now, Pancho. You've been bragging how good you can run a steam engine. Here's your chance. Go ahead. Steam's up.
Un momento. Pancho, do you know anything about a steam engine?
Pancho know a lot. Pancho showed the Senor Romano. Pancho see the engineer one time. He pushed his handle like...
What in tarnation? Why, you're going backwards.
Madre mia, those trees, look out.
It's an avalanche. We'll be buried alive.
And if Kevin Muldoon's plan of death is successful, the train and its passengers are doomed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman Meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right, but it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman Meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman Meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman Meal Gladiator emblem. Roman Meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal. ¶¶
back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Little Train Robbery. Cisco interrupts an argument between Maureen McCarthy and Kevin Muldoon. As a result of the argument, Maureen's Aunt Amanda fires Kevin. Kevin plots with Willie Johnson to start an avalanche of logs, which will destroy a logging engine Poncho is driving, and at the same time, kill Maureen, Amanda, and Cisco. As Poncho starts the train, Kevin releases the avalanche of timber. Now...
By the patron saint of all the Irish, you've a lightning-fast brain to be acting so quickly, Poncho.
What? Who? The avalanche?
Oh, good for you, Poncho. By starting up the train to go backwards, you saved all our lives. Didn't he, Cisco?
What? Oh, Señor Amanda. We are very lucky this train was going backwards. If we had been going forward, we would be buried under that mountain of timber. We are safe now. Stop the train, Poncho.
Yes, Cisco.
Sure, Embegor, it is the work of the wicked Muldoon.
Kevin Muldoon started that avalanche? Are you certain?
Sodom and Gomorrah. If someone human started that avalanche, it could have been Muldoon and Willie Johnson.
Poncho agree with Senorita Maureen. And Poncho think it's what she say.
It might have been an accident, but... Come down off the engine and we will have a look.
Oh, I'm taking back what I said to you before, Poncho.
Tis plain to see you two had no cause for argument all the time.
Huh? And now you say Poncho not so brave like a prairie dog or a chipmunk, huh?
Like I said, I'm sorry.
And you said you only let Poncho go alone because you want Cisco to guard the payroll?
Well, I apologize for saying it, Poncho. Want you to help guard that money, too.
Now, you forget, Senor Amanda. Now, you ever say to Poncho he a fat blabbermouth and a loafer? Not ever again, Sabi.
I don't know what to say. I already asked you to forgive me.
And one more thing Poncho going to say.
Un momento, Poncho.
One more
Poncho,
thing.
Poncho, this has gone far enough.
One more.
You and I both know that starting the steam engine backward was a mistake.
Oh. What?
It was not your quick thinking that saved our lives. It was a blunder, because you did not know how to run the engine.
Oh, Cisco, why'd you gotta tell us?
Well, I would have kept quiet. But when you take advantage of Senora Amanda's apologies, then I think it is time that I...
So it was all a mistake, eh? Hogging the credit for saving our lives.
Poncho, nothing to what he says, Senora.
Now, everything I said in the first place holds good. That Poncho is as worthless... as a Confederate dollar in a Yankee cafe.
Poncho, get a chance and Poncho show you, Senora, big noise, bossy old man.
Oh, I got no time to be arguing with you, Poncho. Oh, it'll take a crew 3 hours to clear them logs off the track. I'll go get them started. Now, Cisco, you see if you can find out what caused the avalanche.
Poncho, I'll let you get away with talking like that. Poncho tells you a thing or three.
The truth be told, I do believe Aunt Amanda's a bit daft over Poncho.
You think that is why she picks on him?
Sure as picking a shamrock will bring you good fortune, and a hex will bring you bad.
Perhaps people make their own good or bad fortune, Senorita. Perhaps my neglect to take extra precaution against Kevin Muldoon is responsible for the avalanche. If it is true, any more neglect may lead to our deaths.
Over here, Willie, this way.
Wait till you hear the news.
What did you learn, Willie, my lad?
I learned why that blasted logging engine started up backwards and saved them all from the landslide of logs.
Why?
Amanda let that fat baboon Poncho drive the engine. When he started it, he threw it into reverse by mistake.
Saved their lives by a mistake, did he?
Yeah.
There'll be no mistake to save them the next time.
You going after Cisco again, Kevin?
Begorra, what kind of an Irishman is it that won't try after his enemy a second time?
What are you aiming to do?
Kill me two buzzards with the same stone.
I don't follow you, Kevin.
I've been watching the crew Amanda set to the task of clearing the logs from the railroad tracks.
They'll be done before long, won't they?
That they will, me bucko. They'll be done and have the train run into town after the payroll before he can say Shan O'Hara.
Yeah, you mean for us to go after the payroll money?
Aye. The time to board that iron mule is before they've collected that payroll from the bank.
You're right. They'll be on guard once they pick up the payroll.
We'll hide on the rods beneath the car. When they've started back to camp from town, we'll make our play.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Knowing Amanda as I do, I venture to predict she'll be driving the steam engine while Maureen stokes the logs.
You reckon Cisco and Poncho will be in the caboose with the money?
I'm betting on it. I'll surprise them two scalawags. You get the drop on Amanda and Maureen. Make them stop the train. Then herd them back to the caboose.
Now, you be sure and get the drop on Cisco. I don't cotton to tangling with him.
Leave it to me. To me and this two-edged axe. If Cisco tries to stir up a tempest, I'll split his skull.
Well, so far we're all right, Cisco. We get Senora Amanda's payroll and the provisions. And we not got no troubles.
Well, we are not back at camp yet, Pancho.
Well, we on our way there. And that Muldoon coyote ride up to rob us. We able to see him.
Well, just keep alert.
Yeah, Paz, keep watching out his window.
It's the door you should be watching, you fat fool. As for you, Cisco, the blade of the axe.
Santos!
Boom!
Hey, you coyote Kevin Muldoon. What you do to Cisco?
If you're wanting the same, you'll be getting it. One blow of me fist and I'll bash your face in. You hear me, you fat clown?
Put Pancho down. Put Pancho down, you big ox.
You trifle with me again, I'll lay your skull open, as I meant to do to your partner.
All right, you two up them steps into the caboose.
Oh, I ought to take that gun away from you, Willie Johnson, and stuff it down your throat.
Go on, move. Now, get
in. Better do as he directs, Aunt Amanda. The little weasel is pixelated. So, 'tis you, Kevin Muldoon. It was not necessary for your partner to tell me you were behind all this.
I told you I'd have my revenge, Maureen.
Cisco, is he...
No, or... Senora Amanda. Cisco, he not dead. And Muldoon Maverick hit Cisco on the head with the side of the axe. He knocked him out.
Why didn't you do like you said you was going to, Kevin?
No need to split the skull of this hero. Take that rope yonder, Willie. Tie up the fallen. Then we'll get the payroll and get out of here.
There'll be a posse after your hides before you get a chance to spend any of it. You thieving polecats.
Oh, 'tis your pardon I'll be begging for forgetting to tell you. After you're tied, Willie and I are going to leave you here in the caboose.
We'll be found, you black-hearted knave.
Aye, I'm sure you will, Maureen, my lass. The four of you will be found dead after the train jumps the track at Dead Man's Curve.
But how, Kevin?
'Tis easy, Willie, my boy. We start up the engine, set the throttle to full speed, and jump off the cab.
You rotten, skulking sidewinder.
This iron mule in Dead Man's Curve will do the rest for us. And the accident will destroy all the evidence.
Pancho, I can break these ropes.
Oh, it is no use for me to try further. I cannot budge.
Oh, that polecat Muldoon done a good job of tying us. Oozy. Blasted ropes. Only Cisco'd come too.
Now I'm feared even Cisco could not stop this train in time, Aunt Amanda.
Oh, my head.
Cisco! Cisco! Cisco, wake up!
Oh, Cisco!
Please wake up, Cisco!
Cisco, are you all right?
Well, sings be praised that he is.
Oh, what is the matter? My hands. Oof. Oh, that coyote Muldoon.
Are you able to break the ropes around your hands, Cisco?
Try, amigo.
Try.
I'm afraid not, Pancho. Madre mia, who's driving the engine?
No one.
What?
We're doomed by the black heart of the Muldoon.
Those two renegades set the throttle wide open and jump off the train, Cisco.
The train will never make Dead Man's Curve going at full speed.
Bueno, Cisco. You break the ropes.
Faith is the work of the little people.
Hey, the train's slowing down.
In all by itself? How it could be?
I do not see anyone up in the cab. Here, let me untie you, Senorita Marine. Better yet, is there a knife here in the caboose, Senora Amanda?
Over in that cabinet, Cisco.
I'll have you all loose in a moment. There, Senorita.
I'm thankful to you, Cisco.
And you, Senora.
Oh, thanks, Cisco. Now to see about that engine.
There, hold still, amigo.
Gracias, Cisco. How that engine could stop by itself, huh?
That cantankerous iron tub ran out of steam. It's the only thing to do it.
Sure, and it must be the work of the little people.
No steam is coming from the smokestack.
And it's Pancho's fault. He forgot to turn down the steam pressure after the landslide. Well,
Pancho's sorry for the mistake. Pancho not know that.
Sorry. Them two mistakes of yours today saved our lives both times. You just keep on making them kind of mistakes, and you'll be a bigger hero than Cisco is.
Pancho, making other mistakes, senor. On purpose.
What kind of mistake, Pancho?
Pancho, I leave the payroll monies in the tin box. You see, Pancho able to guard it, so Pancho proved to Jew he can do it.
Well, sure. Now, what became of the money?
Oh, Pancho put it here in this cabinet, and Pancho put paper in the tin box.
Hey, look, through the window. Those two weasels have discovered the trick you played on them.
Oh, they must have seen the train come to a halt. Oh, and us without guns.
Andale, get down the floor and pretend to be tied.
Oh, I pray you take no chance, Cisco. The evil Muldoon will kill you.
Quieto, quieto.
There you be.
See, before you can use that gun, you'll find yourself back on the ground.
Bueno, Cisco, you knock him out cold.
Cold as a mackerel.
Oh, the way Willie Johnson ducked his heels when the fight began, he wants no part of it.
Pancho, know why? That maverick afraid of getting in the fight with Pancho because he afraid Pancho make another mistake and knock him out too. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Those two coyotes, Muldoon and Johnson, go to the jail for a long time.
They will have plenty of time to be sorry for attempted robbery and murder.
They do the bad things and they get all the bad luck, even if that Muldoon coyote say the hex on you, Cisco.
That is all superstition, Pancho. I do not believe in any of it.
Uncle Jose, back in Hermosillo, he believe in it.
He does? Why?
Because of a hunch he get one day. He get up at 7.
See?
He got exactly $7 in his pocket.
See?
He eat the lunch with 7 hombres, and they walk 7 miles to the racetrack.
7 hombres, and they walk 7 miles to the racetrack.
See, there's 7 horses is in the race, and Uncle Jose picked the 7th.
And it came in the winner?
No, 7th.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's
gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with the picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.